The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It's the 5 o'clock hour. You probably knew that. My telephone number on this Friday is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Love to hear from you. As usual, I've got a whole stack of stories to share with you. Hey, listen, I always have a lot of stuff to talk about, and I hope it's important. I hope it's significant. But on Fridays especially, I love to hear from you, the things you're concerned about. You may agree with me on something. You may disagree. You may feel that there's something that we're not dealing with. There may be something you think we're dealing with too much. Give me a call. Let's talk. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Here's just one thing I'm curious about, and then I'm gonna move on. I'm just curious. I have had a fairly large number of people in my audience who could not stand Donald Trump, did not like Donald Trump. I hope they didn't hate Donald Trump, but they sure didn't like him. I'm just curious, to those of you who just absolutely could not stand Donald Trump, what's your opinion of Joe Biden so far? No, I'm serious. I'm curious. I am extremely curious. You didn't like Trump, you didn't like his character, you didn't like his policies, you didn't like the way he talked, you didn't like this, you didn't like that. What are your thoughts about Joe Biden so far? I promise you, I will treat you with respect. I'm just curious. I would love to hear. What are your thoughts? What is your impression of him so far? Or, of course, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Boy, the world of politics, strange, weird. Tennessee. Tennessee was moving somewhat rapidly to designate the Bible as the official state book of Tennessee. Evidently, Tennessee doesn't have an official state book. They have an official state drink. They have an official state flower. They have an official state flag. They got an official state just about everything else. But evidently, they do not have an official state book. So there was a move to designate the Bible as the official book of Tennessee. And in the resolution, it talked about how the Bible has shaped and formed Western civilization. But not only that, how the Bible has shaped and formed the economy of Tennessee. Some major Bible publishers are in Tennessee. Well, that resolution to make the Bible the official book of Tennessee now is in jeopardy because of the chief sponsor. The technical term is the prime sponsor. We say, well, wait a minute. If this person is the prime sponsor, why would the resolution be in jeopardy because of the prime sponsor. Can I read to you from the story so you know I'm not making this up? Quote, under the Senate rules in Tennessee, the first senator to sign on to a House joint resolution sent to the Senate becomes the prime sponsor. Well, the senator who was the first one, see, the House of Representatives passed it, and then they sent it over to the Senate, and one of the senators got first in line and said, I want to be the prime sponsor. Here's the only problem. The senator who was first in line is an opponent of the resolution. Yeah. In other words, he became the prime sponsor of the resolution so he could defeat it. I don't know about you, but I think that's kind of dirty pool, don't you? The report coming out of Tennessee says, given his vocal opposition to the resolution, his decision to sign on as the sponsor signals his likely intent to killing the effort by never allowing it to be taken up in a Senate committee. Yeah, by the way, he identifies himself as a Catholic. So it was moving along smoothly until the prime opponent became the prime sponsor, and he became the prime sponsor so he could kill it. Wow. Yeah, Tennessee has, well, they have their problems as well. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Billy in Grove City. Hey, Billy, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks so much for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, Billy. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
I am
well. Well, I figured. That's good. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And I kind of like Trump. The whole family's vote for Trump. Last minute, I thought, well, maybe Biden, maybe he'll straighten up a bit. But then I liked Harris because it said that feller, what's his name, Willie Brown said Harris had funny credentials and all that. But I don't know. I thought maybe if he got in and she could straighten him out, women yeah. have a tendency to straighten a man out.
Yeah. So did you end up voting for Biden?
Yeah, I did. But I got to thinking, am I dumb or what? And I got to thinking, yes, I am. Because the first time, a few times, I got to. Well, you know, I ain't been to thinking too straight here.
Yeah.
I'm good here in the last few years. I'm getting kind of forgetful myself, so I kind of had a little pity on Biden. But now, you know what? My pity done ran down the stream. It's gone. I think I done a dumb thing, but I can't blame just myself, as a whole lot of people done a dumb thing. But maybe good Lord will look it over and go, well, let's try to make it through all this. But I'm afraid by the time we make it through Biden, we're going to be in more trouble than
four
legs.
You said your whole family was for Trump. What did you tell your family that you voted for Biden?
No, I never did, and I hope none of them are listening. Now I'm kicking myself with a pitchfork, and I ain't even got a pitchfork to kick with. I don't know.
Okay.
But I like to thank you for what you is. And
all right.
Looney Slim told me that. Don't do it, and I've done it, and I shouldn't have done it.
All right.
God bless you.
Well, Billy, thanks. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Okay. Well, there you have a Biden voter with voter's remorse. Interesting. Well, I'm curious, those who voted for Biden, what do you think now? I mean, what are your thoughts? You happy? Sad? Hey, it's Friday. We can talk about anything. Give me a call. 877 Bob Live. Oh my goodness. We'll be right back.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live on an open phone Friday. And we're going to go right back to the phones, and I believe we have Myra in Columbus. Did I get that correct? Is it Myra?
Yes.
Welcome. Good to have you on the air. Thank you for calling.
Well, I would like to say that I think President Biden is doing a real good and so far.
Okay. What do you like about him and his policies?
He listened. He bringing the country back to where it should be. He just he helping the poor. He's doing a good job.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. What do you think about what's happening down on the border and how the president is handling that?
Well, I think that it was messed up, and he's taking a while to clean up everything, but he's going to get it straight.
Okay. Does it bother you that a record number of unaccompanied children are down at our border in inhumane conditions, in numbers that we have never seen in American history?
Well, I hate to see that, but yeah. Just one thing, you know, don't determine a president.
That's true.
It takes several things.
Okay.
You know, I think he really is doing a good job.
Okay. What has he done to help the poor?
Well, the shots. He's helping people get shots. He's helping stimulus checks and different things of that sort.
Okay. What did you think of President Trump? Because it was his administration that actually developed the shot, and it was his administration that had the first stimulus checks. So did you like Trump because of the vaccine and the stimulus checks?
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Myra, thank you. I appreciate your call. How long have you been listening to the program?
Well, I've been listening at you probably about 2 or 3 years.
Well, thank you. I am honored that you're in our audience, and I thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Oh, that's what I wanted to hear. I don't have to agree, but I wanted to hear from people who voted for Biden about what they thought. So I would love to hear from you. 877 Bob Live. Now, maybe you're not so pleased with President Biden as my previous caller. You're free to call as well. 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. And I am grateful. I say this all the time. A lot of people in my audience don't agree with everything I say. And I'm grateful for that. Because I tell you, don't believe everything I tell you. Check it out for yourself. And, well, anyway, I won't go any further than that. But I am very grateful for the diversity in our audience. Racially, ethnically, age-wise, I am very grateful for the diversity. Before the bottom of the break, oh, my goodness. State of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and the legislature. The legislature has approved a measure to provide, let me make sure I get this correct, $2.1 billion. That's not million with an M, that's billion with a B. $2.1 billion to, and I am quoting, documented workers. Let me read to you from a news release from the governor's office. I'm quoting. When the coronavirus arrived in New York City a year ago, it hit enclaves of undocumented immigrants with a fury, killing thousands and wiping out the service and construction jobs that kept many families afloat. Lifelines like unemployment insurance and federal stimulus checks were out of reach because undocumented people are ineligible for most government aid. Instead, they have relied on food pantries, lenient landlords, and loans from friends. After, listen carefully, I'm quoting, after a sweeping move by lawmakers this week, New York will now offer a one-time payment of up to $15,600 to undocumented immigrants who lost work during the pandemic. The effort, a $2.1 billion fund in the state budget, is by far the biggest of its kind in the country and a sign of the state's shift towards policies championed by progressive Democrats. Okay, can I break that down for you? The state of New York is prepared to give $15,600 to undocumented immigrants. Most of these people are here illegally. They are not citizens of the United States. Got that? $15,600 to people who have violated American law and are not American citizens. Now, what are American citizens getting? Well, so far, American citizens have received stimulus checks in the amount of $1,200, $600, and $1,400 per person. You add that up, that is $3,200. So get this. If you live in the state of New York and you are an American citizen, you might have received $3,200. You're living legally. You came to this country legally. You are an American citizen. $3,200. If you came here illegally, you could receive $15,600. Can I read the last sentence of the news release from the state of New York? The effort, a $2.1 billion fund in the state budget, is by far the biggest of its kind in the country. Listen, and a sign of the state's shift toward policies championed by progressive Democrats. $15,600. Policies championed by progressive Democrats. I don't think I need to say one more thing.